This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The last officer charged in the death of stranded driver Christian Glass has taken a plea agreement. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
All told, eight officers and supervisors involved with Glass that evening were charged with crimes connected to his death. Andrew Buin, the Clear Creek County deputy who killed him, has already been convicted of criminally negligent homicide and is serving time in prison. His supervisor was also convicted of crimes. Prosecutors charged six other officers who were on the scene with failure to intervene. Most of those other officers took plea deals. Now the final case against former Georgetown Police Marshal Randy Williams is complete. Prosecutors confirmed that he agreed to 48 hours of community service and is retiring from law enforcement. Heidi McCollum, the district attorney, says the agreement came after consultation with Glass's parents. Glass was killed after becoming confused and scared and failing to obey Buin's commands when his car got stuck on a rural road. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Police in Aurora say they have an arrest warrant for the man they suspect to have fatally stabbed two men on Sunday. CPR's Kiara Damari.
Aurora PD obtained the warrant late Wednesday afternoon for Ricky Roball Smith, a 38-year-old from Aurora. He's facing two first-degree murder charges for the stabbing of two men experiencing homelessness, though it's currently unclear if that's why they were targeted. At the time of the stabbings, Aurora PD expected they were related, and as of Wednesday afternoon, it was confirmed that the two were connected. Roball Smith is currently in custody in Denver and is being held as a suspect in the killing of another prisoner at the downtown detention center. Authorities say he will be transferred to the Adams County Jail. The investigation is still active, and anyone with information can contact Metro Denver Crime Stoppers. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
City workers in Denver may be losing their jobs. The city has changed its policies for layoffs while trying to fill a budget hole of $250 million. And there's more about that at denverite.com. This is CPR News and KRCC.